powerful testimony. That's
it
amazing.
Is. I have lots of testimonies.
Woo-hoo!
Lots of testimonies.
Yeah. You can hear them here.
Yeah.
At the TC20 Life.
My dear friend, I want to go ahead and just talk real quick about this supernatural painting that the Holy Spirit gave. Now, in the painting here, we have a baby in the womb buried under the earth, and the Lord exposed it in the painting. Okay? I was seeking the Lord's face about the next video. What did he want to do? Because obviously, the Holy Spirit wanted to talk about abortion and healing, freedom, forgiveness for those who have had an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And but so I was seeking the Lord's face about this topic, and he gave me a dream. And in my dream, what was made mention of was that the German war god, and the German god of war, you know. And so I was thinking back to Nazi Germany. And in Nazi Germany, we have 6 million Jews being murdered and 5 million others being murdered. And everyone who was murdered, the Nazis considered subhuman. They're not really people. They're just, you know, worthless. So that is the same spirit that's behind abortion in the United States. So since 1973, when Roe versus Wade was made law in our country, over 60 million babies have been murdered. And I am calling them babies because they are. They are not just a piece of tissue.
Sorry.
And there's scientific evidence that at the point of conception, there's a light.
Yes.
And that is the moment when the Holy Spirit put that little, you know, spirit of that person into, knit it into the flesh. And that's Psalm 139.
Yes.
I was there when I knit you together in your mother's womb.
Yes.
Yes. So it's even scientific documents that life begins at conception.
Yes.
And this is a beautiful child's life. And in the land of Canaan, where the Lord gave this land to give to the Israelites, the people that live there worship false gods. And the Lord gave 400 years for a chance for those people to repent before the nation of Israel came and conquered those peoples and took the land that the Lord God gave them. But one of the gods, and it became a stumbling block in Israel too, it's in the Bible, is Molech. And on Molech, the god of Molech, they would put their babies on these altars to be burned. And it's the same thing. That is abortion, is the god of Molech. It is this German god of war that calls people subhuman and that they are not actually really people. And if over 60 million babies have lost their lives with abortion, how many women in our country have had abortions? How many women in our country is it that have lost their children? You know, the love gift that God gave them. And so we want to minister a heart of love and no condemnation.
Yes.
We want to speak with love, that there's forgiveness and there's healing.
Yes, absolutely.
In Ephesians it says, you know, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers and spiritual rulers in the heavenly places.
Right.
And so that is who we're warring against. We're not warring against any woman who has had an abortion.
No, never.
No. And we're in your shoes. You know, we have been there, and we've gone through a process with God, you know, being set free.
Yes.
But, you know, we want to come against those principalities and powers of darkness. You know, there's a curse that's been on our nation since Roe versus Wade.
Right.
And
because we opened a door to
death. We opened the door, covenant of death in our country.
Yes. And see, you know, sometimes we don't understand, but the enemy is always looking for a place of agreement.
Yes.
Between us and the enemy. It's either we agree with faith or we agree with unbelief and the lies of the enemy. Either way, we reap a destiny out of the words of our mouth and our actions, right? And so the enemy is always looking for us to have a place of agreement with him so that He can be a false husband. He can be the influencer in our life. He can tell us what he thinks our identity is, right? Isn't it just like the enemy to always devalue God's creation and who we are?
And the fact is that Jesus says, you know, you or the Lord says, you are accepted in the Beloved. You are my bride, and he is joined to the Lord, is one with him. And all the old has passed away.
Right.
And we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. So it's really important to break agreement, any agreements that we've made with darkness or any lies that the enemy has told us. We want to break agreement with that. We want to loose that off of our souls, and we want to bind to our souls the light, the life, the love, the truth of God, and who God says that we are in him, our identity in Christ.
And so I just want to share on that note that, now this is a whole other dream, okay?
Please.
But years ago, the Lord showed me through a dream where an angel came and told me that I needed to renounce the covenant of regret that I had made. And I said, well, I don't recall doing that. And the angel said, it doesn't matter if you knew that you did it. The enemy's still enforcing it.
Right.
And so regret.
So we're talking about legal contracts in the spirit realm.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And so the enemy's always looking for a place of agreement. Because if he's got a covenant with you, then he has every legal right to enforce it.
Yes.
And so people don't understand that taking a life through abortion, because that's our topic today, okay, it makes a covenant with the spirit of death.
Yes.
So that then he can come in and bring in loss.
Oh my gosh, I have a question.
Untimely death.
Could it be, like, also, let's just say, if that covenant wasn't broken, like, say that if that covenant wasn't broken in my life, and then my
it gets passed down to your children and grandchildren.
Like, it's the spirit of suicide getting on my children,
yes,
or them hurting, inflicting harm on themselves, and other things like that.
Absolutely. Those witchcraft curses pass from you and affect everybody.
In the bloodline to the third and the fourth generation.
Everybody in the bloodline, until somebody takes responsibility and confesses that sin and shuts the door through the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah. So
we want to do that.
See, nobody talks to people about that. If they're counseling them to get an abortion, they're not going to tell them what kind of doors they're opening to the enemy, right? But it's important to know, because how many people have unbroken curses in their life and they don't even stop to connect the dots that it was maybe an abortion that they had or were a party to?
Yes, or were a party to.
A decade ago, or 2 decades ago, or 3 decades ago. And yet in their family, what do they have? They have broken relationships. They have financial loss. They have relational loss. They have premature death, accidents, you know, all kinds of stuff that shows that there is evidence of a curse. But they never stop to connect the dots that the two could be connected.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, I know that we're talking about you know, abortion specifically, abortion regret, and that. But just because what you just said, you know, we're talking about curses and agreements with the enemy allowing it in our life and then having legal standing to mess with us because we gave them the entry. See, when the Lord, in the beginning, he says he gave dominion and power and authority to man.
Right.
And so Satan wants that power and authority. He gets it when we make agreement with him.
Because we give over our dominion and authority to him.
To him. So now we've given it to him, and now he rules over us, you know.
Right.
Now, I just wanted to say that I'd like to put a link in the description for the Expect a Miracle blog. And this could be for anyone who happens to be listening at all, because my friend Laura here has the most incredible prayers and decrees to break generational curses, for breakthrough, and even very specific prayers. Lord has given us each a different part of the body we're supposed to come together.
Right.
So the part of the body that Laura is, she is like, what, a specialist?
So, so I like
Holy Spirit ministries through Laura.
So what I liken it to is there are some people whose there's anointing is like a general practitioner, whereas I'm more like a surgeon that knows exactly how to cut. And that's how I construct my prayers. God just helps me craft prayers that touch the areas that need to be touched.
Yes.
And a lot of times I think, yes, they're lengthy. I try to cover all the bases because, you know, we don't want to leave the enemy any wiggle room, right? We just don't.
We want to name it, and we want to be exacting. You know, we're supposed to take authority over snakes, serpents, scorpions.
All
the power of the enemy.
Right.
And the Lord has put it under our feet. He is the head, and we are the body. Now, just as a personal testimony, my husband and I, we prayed through some prayers that were written on her Expect a Miracle site for, because we're also talking about bloodline. So these curses land upon your bloodline and remain. So, well, how do we break it, right? And so there was curses through my husband's bloodline, which is a Puerto Rican, Dominican Republic descent. And a lot of times there's African gods, and there's this mix of Catholicism mixed with voodoo.
Santeria.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And so what we did is we were praying through that. We prayed it. We declared it out loud together. And we bound, we loosed. And literally the next day we had supernatural breakthrough. In one day, overnight.
Uh-huh. It can happen like that.
No, it was amazing.
Yeah. But because, you know, the thing is people, sometimes they don't know that there is something specific that needs to be prayed. Because you know what? So, I don't want to get off topic here, but years ago, when the Lord started talking to me about generational curses and things that could be affecting our family and our finances and all this stuff, what he started with was, he told me to renounce voodoo.
Right.
And I'd been a Christian for a long time. I was married. My husband's a Christian. I didn't know where it came from. And so my mind wanted to argue whether that was valid or not. But I just felt like the Holy Spirit was standing right there. And I'm like, okay. So I just kind of stumbled through that prayer, renounced it, put the blood of Jesus over anybody that had done anything like that in my family. And then as soon as I did, revelation after revelation after revelation started coming, because what happened was when you start confessing your sins, all of a sudden the blind spots that had been in your life where you're not thinking of those things anymore, the Holy Spirit brings things back to remembrance, and all of a sudden I go, oh, okay, so maybe there was something that I did back then. But then memories of, like, relatives that had some weird stuff in their life, you know, vampire stuff and weird stuff, and I'm like, oh, okay, so now it's kind of making more sense, you know?
Right, where was the root? Where did it come from?
Right.
And sometimes the Holy Spirit will give you a dream, or he'll just speak to you and say, hey, this is what the core issue is, and we need to, you know, announce it. So your blog there is an amazing resource tool for a plethora of different things.
And issues.
It's very specific, like, oh, I need surgery, so, you know, Lord, help me. And we also had that revelation and light the next day. And you know what was interesting? What got broken off of me personally, and I prayed with him too, because I felt the Holy Spirit was like, you just pray it too, because there's things in your bloodline that are also in this prayer, you know? And what's to me is that what the enemy, he hates for God's anointed people to speak the truth.
That's right.
And to be a light. And so what he tries to do is put a muzzle and suppress and oppress God's children. They might be in depression, they might be this, they might be that, it might be a spirit of fear that does it. But through whatever means the enemy uses, but there was like kind of like a muzzle on my mouth subduing me in the spirit realm when I would contend in the spirit, in intercession and warfare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a private thing, like in the secret place with the Lord. And the next day, boom, it was like that was completely removed and taken off of me. And I was just like, went to this other place in the spirit, something that, you know, the enemy comes to rob and kill and destroy.
Right.
So that was given back to me after we renounced this, these generational curses that afflicted our personal lives.
Right, because you can be under that blanket of oppression and not really know anything
yeah.
specific that's causing it, right? But when you're being oppressed, you're... it's like the enemy's got his foot down trying to hold you down so that your spiritual authority can't really rise up.
Right.
You know? And and I do want to say, so many people pray with unknowingly they have opened doors to the enemy.
Hmm.
That is not wisdom.
Right.
It's not wisdom. You know, you want to get as free and as healed as possible. And so I do invite you to visit my blog page. Expect a Miracle Ministries starts with an X, not an E. Jennifer will post the link. But there's some very thorough prayers to break generational curses. You'll find it under the links section on the pages section on the right. There's one called the Breakthrough Prayer. Highly recommend it. It will probably... cover so many things that you never stop to even think about. But as you do, you might find that God is jogging your memory and bringing things to light that you didn't even stop to think could be a factor
yeah.
that is affecting your circumstances now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if everybody took the time to break some generational curses in their life?
Amen.
How free and healed would we get? How much Amen. Healing would come to our nation?
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Yes, yes. And so we do pray for our nation that this curse will be reversed. Roe
yes.
versus Wade will be
yes.
overturned.
Yes.
And we want to speak light. We want to be vessels of light and of love and of freedom and of liberty and to be freed from all the chains that are, that have held us down and to be who God created us to be, you know?
Yes.
So we want to equip you to be everything that God created for you to be so you can fulfill, you know, your kingdom mandate and the
yes.
special call that has on your life. And so we want to close all those doors to the enemy and just, you know, we invite you to just in your quiet, secret place, go before the Lord and, you know, use the resources that we're giving you here. Maybe you go on Laura's page and you say, Lord, is there anything here, you know, that would just, do you want to speak to my heart or reveal to me where I need freedom or breakthrough, you know?
Yeah, start with the breakthrough prayer.
Start with the breakthrough prayer.
It's very thorough, covers a lot of areas simultaneously, and it continues to work after you've prayed it.
Amen.
And, you know, God wants us to walk in our true identity.
Yes.
He wants us to be confident. He wants us to be fearless towards the enemy.
Yes.
But when you've got things... kind of skeletons in the closet from the past,
yeah.
kind of lingering.
Well, pain of the past, offense, and forgiveness, though, that can like...
Yeah? Oh, yeah. It strips you of your anointing. You pray, you shut the doors, put the blood on it, all of a sudden, you'd be surprised at how different you feel. You'll feel so light.
Light.
And
yeah,
free.
You'll feel light and free.
Didn't you, when
yes.
you prayed that prayer?
Yes.
You felt like a weight had come off, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And...
And you know what's interesting
hmm.
is that another I don't know, like a definition of a deliverance, because we, you know, we're being delivered from this oppression from the enemy, but it's being rescued.
Yes.
You're being rescued out of what was holding you back and
right.
and just causing so much pain or literally manifestations of, you know, like continued spirit of death in the family line, you know, we want to cut that off in Jesus' mighty name.
Right. Because, you know, here's the thing. How many times do we do things and we don't stop to think how our actions are going to affect our children or our grandchildren or future generations?
Mm-hmm.
Every action has a consequence,
yes.
you know? And when there's sin that has never been brought before the Lord,
mm-hmm.
then the only way sin can be forgiven is through forgiveness, right?
Yeah.
It's through the blood of Jesus. So we want to put the blood of Jesus over those sins of our parents, our grandparents, and again, this is not about walking in legalism, but it is walking with intentionality
yeah.
towards discovering a new realm of freedom.
Amen.
And healing.
Yes.
And when you confess your sins and you're shutting the doors to the enemy, all of a sudden, it's going to have a ripple effect. It's going to affect finances. It's going to affect your mental and emotional health. It's going to affect your relational health. It's going to affect your physical health. It's going to affect everything. It's like, pivot, I'm going a new direction now.
Amen. Well, you know, it's like in the Word, it says that God's people perish for lack of knowledge.
Right.
And so we want to give you that knowledge. We want to equip you so that you can be set free, so that you can have wisdom and understanding and newness in life.
Yes. Amen. Victory.
Victory.
It's about walking in victory as overcomers.
We've got the victory. You know that song by Philip Bailey? No.
I think we're done.
Praise Jesus. All right.
All right.
Let's cut.
It's cut.